by a minute. Yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes, but okay, WB to ZSC.
And Y2H.
N2DQI listening, Paul, Mount Vernon, New York.
WA2CDL, WB2ZS. NY2H, WB2ZS.
NY2H, Mobile.
Hi, heard from Andy?
Last I heard, he was waking up.
Oh, so that was the last time you heard from him. Okay. Now I don't feel bad.
Hey, a lot of blood is falling. Amazing. If it was snow, we'd be knee-deep in it.
Yeah, I was just trying something, so I missed what you said, but okay. Yeah, I'm just getting, I'm just leaving Westbury. I had to make a momentary stop.
Flymark Intronet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
Yeah, I gotta make a gasoline stop. I'm gonna do that now. I'll be back. NY2H.
WB2ZFE.
Y2H mobile.
Yeah, I knew that. WB2ZSA.
I just saw a sign I didn't like. It said Route 347 closed at Mauritius Road. I happen to be on Route 347, so we will make an adjustment here. I'll go down Nichols and I'll go to the expressway.
Oh, okay. So you said something about Mauritius Road being closed?
The sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. The sign said, Route 347 westbound at Mauritius Road is closed. So that doesn't do me any good. It's probably flooded.
Yeah. Okay. No, it is what it is. Head south, young man, head south.
On the expressway, is it still Lakeville? Is that an exit?
Well, yeah, you could certainly do that. You can also, if you want, you can get on the parkway, which is what I assume your original intent was, over by exit, I think it's 41. I think taking the expressway straight would be better.
Did we double? Is the flink working? Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm just watching the road signs.
I'm stopped at one of these camera red lights, and the lights are flashing and capturing people's license plates. Beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, that'll work.
So I did a couple things on the RLP that seemed to have helped. One is that I refreshed some of the files. I got new versions of them, so I brought in some changes. But that created a lot of havoc. But then I saw there was a reset RLP command script. So I ran that, and that helped a little bit. Then I got rid of the idle connect script, which is the guy that always checks to see if we're connected. Excuse me, and I substituted with my, I robbed it off the internet, but another one that does the same thing, but apparently does it better because it's been up 8 hours now in a row. Hopefully I'm done with this.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it. I'm not a software person.
But you play one on TV. What do I have next to me? A dump truck? A garbage truck? Yeah, I'm gonna get down Wireless Road. I'll be on the wireless on Wireless Road. And I was thinking before, you know, you didn't get my email, you didn't get my text message, but the message got through on ham radio. So it's like they say, when all else fails, ham radio prevails.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I didn't check my email since sometime yesterday. And, you know, I don't even bother with texting.
Oh, I have a couple of probes connected to my cell phone, and anytime I get an email, I get an electric shock in the knees.
That was like a serious personal problem.
This light's forever, and this guy's inching up. What does he want to do? He wants to do this big garbage truck, so he's the boss.
Well, if he runs you over, you get a new car, right?
New head.
Yep. Anyway, I'm almost here. I'll be at the front gate in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I get probably upwards of an hour ahead of me. Especially if this light doesn't change soon.
Yeah, I hope I'm not keeping Andy waiting.
It looks like it might be a little brighter towards the south. Maybe it's going to ultimately clear up. Well, of course it's going to ultimately clear up. Maybe soon.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be clearing up by this afternoon. At least the moisture part of it. I don't know about the clouds. Anyway, I am going to pull in a few seconds. So let me get over here so I can speak to the man.
All right. Tell him there's more to come.
Okay. WB2ZSE.
NY2H.
NY2H, WB2ZSE. I'm going to go check in.
Alrighty. Check out, check in. Yeah, I see patches of blue over here. It's still raining, but patches of blue.
Yep, is a bit of lightening up, and it's stopped raining here for the moment. Although I don't know how long that'll last. And to the south, I see lighter. Maybe there's hope.
WB2ZSE, WHCD.
Yeah, just about to park and go in and check in. What's up?
All right, before I leave, anything else you want me to bring?
Not that comes to mind, unless you got some of that hardware I left you with.
Which hardware?
You know, the screws and tenements. I thought there was a small bag, unless we left them up there.
No, they're up there. I'll just need a hand. I'm not bringing my hand truck. I'll need a hand bringing the comparator upstairs.
Okay, I got my hand truck, but it's going to be full, so you're not going to bring yours?
I got to get it. All right. Unless Lou's going to be down. Is Lou there?
I'm still in something out of your mobile.
I'm going to go check in. WB2ZSE.
All right. Lou, you may get there the same time I get there. All right. I think. Alright, I'll see you later. I gotta get the hand truck.
I think you dropped out, Sega.
We gotta get the hand truck.
So we get those serial cables.
I got him.
The phone broke through just now.
I got this cable. And I'll see you later.
See you later, NY2H.
This is WA2 USJ listening.
Was that WA2 QSJ?
WA2 USJ, his name is Joe. Good morning.
WB2ZSE.
They actually let you in, huh?
No, I have to go check in through the front door. The parade entrance is closed today.
All right, wait a minute. We don't go downstairs?
Yes, but you have to go through the front of the building.
I always go through the front. You go around the side there, okay.
Okay, I'm just talking. WB2ZSE.
I didn't hear you. You had a lot of background noise.
I know. I'm in a noisy vehicle. And I got a hot mic. You're on the road again like Willie Nelson.
Yeah, your mic is very hot. What kind of vehicle are you in? I hear all that noise in the background.
Yeah, it's a Hyundai. 2009 Hyundai. Yeah, it's got a noisy ride. I'm on the expressway.
Okay, I didn't bring any tools. Steve said he's bringing everything, so I just bought the comparator and the cable and the serial cables.
So you really were worried about your towers last night, huh?
Not the big one, the small one. Because I had it partially up, but I did go out last night and put it down. I'm not worried about the antenna. The antennas are okay. The tower itself, but it wouldn't go anywhere. It would take a lot stronger winds to any damage.
When it's not tilted over, is it secured from tilting over?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's secured actually in two places.
I had to stop at the surge on the way back. I gotta figure out where I put those codes. Well, I'll stop at Richie's house, one or the other. I got a couple things to drop off.
Okay, you're still going in on the east input?
Yeah, by the exit tower by PC Richards. And I know off of the expressway there is a hole, but I seem to be a little bit elevated here. But I'm going to go up there. I'm probably going to lose it soon.
Alright, I may be there before you, so if I get there before you, I'll wait. I'll wait till you show up. We'll go down together.
Yeah. To the Saxico Parkway. Exit 50.
Yeah, I heard your Sacticos. I got that.
Let's see how far I can go this way. Just over ahead of you. I'm going to go onto a bridge. Still coming up to 53.
Background noise, it's drowning out your audio. It's very hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Sounds like you're driving with a window open. Yeah, I don't know if it's a way. It's like
direct.
I'm on the west. How am I?
It's better now.
All right, I might have doubled with Sam. Hello, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Lou, I said to you that it sounds like you're driving with a window open. Just to give you an idea what the noise is. And Andy, anytime you want to give it a shot, just let me know. Link audio is too hot coming out of the wet. He was nice and clear on the east. It's a little too hot coming out of the west. We'll balance all that stuff in due time.
Hi, dear. WB2ZSE. Hey, Andy, where are you?
He's on the road again.
Yeah, I was looking for a more specific location.
Oh, National Boulevard, Garden City, you copy?
Okay. I'm sitting outside the building. I mean, I can bring stuff up. But I figured I'd wait for you.
Yeah, wait, I'm not going to be there long. I'll be there in 10, 15 minutes at the most.
Okay, I'll be snoozing.
Okay, so I got to go to the front of the building to get that. I heard that before.
That's the way I said it. Oh, did you bring the comparative book, by the way?
Yes, I did. I figured you might need it. I got it.
Okay.
Alright, I'm back now. Somehow, I was using my handy talkie, my radio that I'm using now, locked up. I was answering you when I realized you didn't hear me. I look at the display, and it says no repeat. So I just had to do a reset. Alright, so I'm back. If you didn't hear me, I bought the book. Actually, two books. I got mine, the one I had, and I bought the one you gave me. So I got both. You could take one.
Okay, we'll deal with it. Not a big problem.
I found a short piece of cable, shielded cable, with some DB9s at the end of it. And I don't know how long you need. It's not that long, but it's not just, it's a couple of feet.
I didn't need any DB9 cables myself. What are you talking about? What Lou was asking for?
No. It's shielded cable. That's what you wanted. Multi-conductor. Which just so happens that someone added DB9 connectors. You know, with those push-in pins. Not the solder type. On both ends. So I bought it for the cable, in case you need it.
Okay, we'll figure it out. WB2CS.
A lot of figuring out, for sure.
Yes, it is. As long as you guys brought the magic screwdriver with you, you're all set. Casey, want to say him?
Nothing like a good screwdriver.
What's in the screwdriver?
I had a friend a long ago. He was a mechanic, and he could do absolutely anything. We said he had a magic wrench. So you guys go up there, you make all the adjustments on the transmitters and receivers. So I say you got a magic screwdriver.
Okay, but Sam, what ingredients are in a screwdriver?
Oh. Vodka and orange juice, I believe.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing sunshine.
Okay, Sam, you got it. But what I do is I add some milk of magnesia. Vodka and orange juice, milk of magnesia. I make it a Phillips screwdriver.
Phillips screwdriver. Very good. I'm gonna bring it up next time I go out. Ask if they can make a Phillips screwdriver.
You like that one? I got a bunch more, too.
Does Bernie have a copy of that comparative book?
I think I may have emailed him the PDF.
Yeah, send me one also if you can. Email him. I think Jerry's ready to go on his remote if you guys need testing. issues here. Did you copy? I think Jerry's ready to go on the remote receiver from Brooklyn.
Oh, sorry, I was falling asleep.
Okay. Andy, where are you now?
What is this? Jericho? Marcus Avenue. That's at the traffic light.
All right, I'm ready. I'm coming up to exit 48. I'm going to be a while.
Probably got about 20-25 minutes to open.
Well, I got a checklist in a text file on the computer of things I want to get done. I can't do them all now, but I can do maybe a couple of them. So that'll be good. Be worth the trip.
Good.
Soon I'll be passing the TV station, TBS. Eric used to work. I got noisy. All right, stop raining. Come on. Blinds. These wipers. So did we figure whatever happened to Eric's repeater?
I didn't know it was missing. Yeah, by the way, it's sunny over here.
Yeah, a patch of blue. Now I'm just getting all the water kicked up from other people's tires, you know, the dirty water. After the rain cleans your car so nicely, you get that street water.
Nothing you can do about it except go to a car wash.
Today's the day to go up on the roof and put that Yagi up.
Did I mention it's very windy?
All right, I guess you'd have to tether yourself or something.
I wouldn't. I'm not, you know, not supposed to go up there.
Have you guys subscribed to the LimeWalk YouTube channel yet?
No, Lou, I have yet to do that. But I was listening partially last night to Software Defined and the time of arrival, the units that we bought. I even know where I put mine. I want to work on that too, eventually. But, yeah, and don't mention about IQ phase difference. Then it gets a little bit interesting. there's a ham, KK7B, who had an article in QST about binaural receiver. I don't know if you saw that article. I was going to build that way of copying through a phase shifting network. Two oscillators that are 90 degrees out of phase to give an interesting effect in each earphone, in each speaker or earphone that you listen to.
Adelaide 2H Mobile, yeah, coming up to 42. I was right, Steve, it was like the 42. Yeah, so unfortunately I damaged my left ear for the club when I was trying to do a remote and then the HT went high feedback on me right against my ear. And I was prepped to listen really carefully, so I blew out a little spectrum of that ear. But I think what you're talking about is you put the earphones on, and like if you listen to the CW, it's almost spatial. It's almost in stereo, so you have left and right signals, and you can discern them from their apparent position. Yeah, IQ is cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he uses. That's the design that he came up with. There's different ways of creating a phase shift also. You could do with an RC network because you could build a phase shift using a capacitor and a resistor. And on one phase, you know, and then an inductor and a resistor on the opposite, the 90 degree phase, or vice versa. You got to get that shift anyway, 90 degrees. And, yeah, and you use an oscilloscope, you could adjust it. All right, anyway, for the right phase. You can actually see the phase change as you I built little circuits like that. Now, Steve, I'm at the gate. There's a lot of traffic here, so it's not going to be a while for the gate, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were here. You're like rock solid on the input. Yeah, sure, about four cars just pulling. How about you be Tuesday?
Yeah, so the one circuit will advance at 90, the other is going to retard at 90, so you're getting 180, which is not what you want. It's probably just using one of those two examples, and the other one just straight without any. And that works across frequencies, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. It's not 180 degrees, it's 90 from one oscillator to the other. You're shifting one. Right. Yeah, it'd be interesting to listen to that. I would like to play around with that. That's an article that goes way back, at least to the 90s. I think it's when he came out. Vic Campbell is the guy's name. But designed the circuit. All right, I'm almost at the gate. I'm on the line.
So we'll use those devices that we bought. We'll integrate them with the hunts. I'll start hunting with you again, if you remember, they had that Android program to assist it, and it was just so cool. It actually did the intersections for you and everything. All right, talk to the guard, NY2H Mobile.
Yeah, I got three cars ahead of me. I gotta wait. You're busy today.
It's Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, I forgot. That's right.
So people are off and they're visiting their elderly parents. Just coming up to Meadowbrook, or as Jeff would say, Murderbrook. Awkward. K2KNB. You're Round Rich, NY2H Mobile.
Little question on the YouTube, KC1SM.
Yeah, go ahead. You can speak a little more softly if you want, because you're wall-to-wall inside my car here.
Oh, okay. I'm not speaking too loud, but I'll turn it down a bit. I took a quick look. It looks like YouTube wanted me to give them a credit card so they can charge me money every month. Does that sound right? To join something like that?
Well, what you could do is you could skip the middleman and you could send them directly to my account if you like, if it's easier for you that way.
I missed that. I had to switch to Glen Oaks and I missed half of what you said because the audio didn't come through. Let me go to Glen Oaks. Want to repeat that?
Yeah, I said if you want to make life easier, you could skip all that and just transfer the funds directly into my personal account. Sam?
Sorry, I was still on Glen Oaks transmitting there. I said, yeah, I like that idea. We put it in the Lou's retirement fund.
I take it you watched the video.
No, I just looked real quick to see, and I saw something about that, and I was busy with other stuff, so I... But now that I got you, I figured I'd ask you. So I got to keep switching back and forth. So I'm transmitting into Selden, but I got to switch back to Glen Oaks to hear you. Only takes a second. But what's more, I forget.
All right. I'm having a little trouble understanding you, but it could be my hearing. The thing I advise is watch it to the end, because the first part is where I'm testing out different scenarios, trying to develop the system, but the end is the kicker, because that's where everything falls into place and we really get fantastic results.
Obviously, I didn't get anywhere near that, so I thought there was like a lot of different videos on there, and I was going to look and see what to watch, but okay. That's it all when I get a chance.
Well, with this COVID and the Zoom meetings, it gave us the opportunity to start recording. Hold on a second, I'm having a, I hope I made the right turn here. I'm distracted, I came up to a fork in the road, I think I screwed up, but we'll see. I can recover. With the Zoom meetings and recordings, we had a whole bunch of them, so that was good. So I have between 25 and 30 recordings up there now.
Which way'd you go, Lou?
All right, I'm going to stand by. Let you guys pay attention to what you're doing now, in case you want to see.
Yeah, I came up to that split on the northern, and I ended up on the LIE again. Rookie mistake. So I got to get off of the LIE anyway. So I'll go back to the original question. I guess there's a Lakeville Road exit, and it put me a little bit north of the northern when I get off on Lakeville Road.
Yes, 33. It's Community Drive, Lakeville Road, same thing. Take the service road past Community Drive, make the left on Lakeville, go over to Northern State, and make the right on the service road.
Yeah, make the right on Marcus. All right, got it, thank you. So there's a big cloud in front of me. It's mostly blue skies, but there's, I don't know if we call that a cumulus cloud, but it's gigantic. And I'm thinking it's probably a disguised UFO. They disguise them as clouds to fit in with the environment.
Anything's possible.
So I wonder if Andy got through Checkpoint Charlie yet.
He must have. I haven't heard him. I would assume he's gone downstairs.
I'm walking in now, but I forgot my mask. I thought I had it in my pocket. I'm going back to the car.
Yeah, you gotta wear that mask too. And cover your nose.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I was just tested. I came up negative, which was good.
Yeah, but the question is, are you positive that you're negative?
I'm AC/DC.
Alright. So we all knew that anyway. Oh, I cracked myself up. Coming up to New Hyde Park Road.
Next exit. Stay to the right.
Imprinted in your head.
Well, you know, after, I don't know, 45 years?
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W...
Who is that man? Should I change those announcements to a female?
You can do anything you want.
How about a female with a British accent?
You have Marilyn Monroe in there.
See, actually, on Double O, we used to have her. We had Walter Cronkite and a couple of others long time ago. You should know what happened to that tape. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Raquel Welch.
Yeah, I saw it like that on my old answering machine. It was kind of funny.
You know, this is when the guys from CBS were running the show. They obviously knew these people and asked them to avoid them for the cart machine.
Now, so Walter Cronkite tape, it probably said, this is the W2VL repeater, and that's the way it is. I see the lovely buildings.
You know, Walter Cronkite was a ham.
Do you know Matt Harris? Matt Harris's father used to work, I don't know if it's CBS or whatever. Yeah, I guess it's CBS. And he had an office next to Walter Cronkite. And Walter Cronkite had a, at the time, black and white TV in his office. And he gave it to Matt's father. And I think Matt actually has that. So he has Walter Cronkite's black and white TV.
There you go. Yeah, a couple of the guys I know from CBS, one or two of them used to, one of them was his audio person. I can't remember if it was Bob or Steve.
All right, so I'm going to cross, I guess, New Hyde Park Road, and I'm crossing the first road, and I got to make the left. It's okay, Lakeville Road is the sign. Beautiful. Okay, New Hyde Park. That'll work.
Make the left on Lakeville, headed south.
This is NY2H Mobile.
But you'd be too
late. A little bit annoying is that
when I announce these tech nets or info nets, the announcement keeps going after the net. I'm going to spiffy up those schedulers to be smart enough to say, all right, the net happened already, so shut up until next time.
You have the message say, okay, you just missed the info net. Tune in next week.
Boy, that link is loud. Yeah, I heard you just missed the, yeah, we can make it just miss the info net. That's a struggle. It's very, very loud and bassy. I'm under a bridge, yeah.
If you're adjusting that, you want me to transfer a little bit? I might be out for 20 minutes to a half hour. Give me a call now and then, and I'll come back if you want me to, like, transmit, see how the audio is. I'm going to walk down and get my paper. I usually go for a little walk.
Yeah, no, it's us. We haven't balanced out the system yet. I think it's driving a little hard in this direction. All right, enjoy the walk. I guess it's dry now. It stopped raining here. The sun is shining, although it is cloudy.
Same difference here. It's getting brighter, though, but it hasn't rained for a little while. So I see a lot of limbs down out there, too. I'll probably go move a few of those off the driveway. So Casey, when I see you, I'll be back in a bit.
All right, NY2H, Marcus Road. By the time I get up to the guard, he'll have this drilled down very well. Say, what are you guys having, a party up there? Up there in the penthouse?
Just doing some lightning experiments, KD2KNH.
Well, it's sunny now. Good morning. I'm going to have to drop it. I got to negotiate with the checkpoint Charlie here. But have a good one, 73, NY2H, mobile.
Well, 73, and you brought back visions of Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Whatever I can do. Andy's right, there is a line. I'll probably be here 3 minutes on this line. Where are you today, Charlie?
Well, I started in Riverhead, and now I'm in Holtsville, just about to arrive at my next destination.
Oh, you were in Riverhead yesterday, too, I think. Well, not yesterday, Friday, I don't know.
Yes, I had to go all the way back because a customer couldn't put in a customer-replaceable drum in their copy machine, so... Well, that killed some time.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy, crazy. All right, well, have fun. And we're over the weather right now, so this is good.
My left, Andy. I got over there.
What I did mind was 12 degrees for a couple of days. You guys have fun. I'll be on the side. Get easy, Canage.
Hi.
So I'm waiting at the gate here. Where are you guys going to be? Well, I got to go to the security anyway. But are you going to wait? Are you going up? Are you up? I guess that was a no-nonsense goodbye. All right.
You here already? Okay, probably. WB2GST
test. Okay, now you talk to
UGB. Test 1-2. Hello, 1-2-3-4. WH2CDL, test 1-2.
Ah, there we go. WB2GST test. went right on. Sorry. Hello. Hold on. Test 1-2.
Okay, 1-2-3-4. Test 1-2. WH2CDL test.
Test. No. I didn't hit the mic.
Works. Test 1-2-3-4-5. WH2CDL test. I'm keying now. 1-2-3. 1-2.
That's me.
Alright, 1-2-3, WH2CDL, copy, 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5, WH2CDL. 1-2-3-4-5, WH2CDL test, I echo link, 1-2-3. Test 1-2-3-4. WH2CDL. Test 1-2-3-4-5.
Roger.
This is test 1-2-3. Yeah. Now it's working. WH2CDL.
Hello.
Hello, 1-2-3. I see it on the bar graph. 1-2.
WB2ZSE.
Test 1-2, I hear, yeah, I see the bar graph, yes. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3, no, no audio. Yeah, I can see it.
Tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL.
No change. Still no voltage. No.
Alright. Open up.
Copy a word you were saying.
That's all right. Okay, I'll be on the side.
Thank you very much. You have a good day, sir. Sorry about that.
Outside doing that. Now it's started to get very windy again, so I think we're in for another round of stuff. But yeah, it is a nice day. Paul, don't forget to wait for the tone.
Okay, Rich, I'll wait for the tone. Yeah, I had to hang a curtain on the porch. It fell down. I had to rehang it with some ties.
Yeah, we'll make sure it's not windy when you're doing that. Don't want to get pulled down by the wind. But yeah, it was very windy, and like I said, it looks like it's coming up again.
Yeah, for the next 2 hours, from 12 to 2, it's supposed to be windy.
All right, so you be careful out there then.
I will be. Have a nice day, 73.
You too, Paul. 73. Have a great day. K2K and be clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W-Tier.
K2KNB. WB2ZSE, K2KNB.
One, two, three, WA2CDL, test, 123. WA2CDL test.
WBTCL.
Yeah,
now I'm
transmitting
now. Hello. That worked. Hold on, let me get rid of this. Test 1-2. I'm keyed. 1-2-3-4-5. Test WBTCL.
Sounds good.
Well, we keep trying.
Test 1-2-3-4-5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep. I'm keyed 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fly mark info net tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
Hello, 1, 2, 3. That's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you should hear me. That's what. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
JC2AIX, mobile.
SCOM 7330 version 3.7.1. SCOM 7330 version 3.7.1. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2.
KD2FHI, listening.
2QFK, listening.
KD2FHI.
How are you? 2QFK. What's going on? I'm in Flushing, Queens at the moment.
Yeah, this is KD2FHI. Jim's my name. I'm heading east on the southern state, just passing, just about to come onto Eagle Avenue. My destination is Massapequa. I was not far from you about a couple hours ago.
Hey, Jim. Okay, very good. I'm usually out, or, you know, in somewhat in that area. Hotelville and Farmingdale, usually on a, but not so today. What's going on? Oh, they got no snow out there, right? They got, everything's the same as here in Queens, right? Maybe a little snow last night and everything's washed away.
Yeah, pretty much. I was driving back last night from Hoboken, took my daughter back home, and on my way back, I went through the city, and, I had to sneeze. And it was snowing pretty decently in Hoboken. They think they got about an inch or two overnight, but then the rain washed it out. Coming back home on the LIE wasn't terrible. You couldn't go that fast, at least, you know, you'd be stupid if you did. But I got home in relatively good time, about an hour and 15 minutes from Hoboken, which is actually pretty good. Back to you.
Yesterday during the day, I had went out to Roosevelt Field, Roosevelt Field Mall, and the traffic was very light.
Well, I think a couple of things attributed to that. A, it was the middle of a long weekend. Also, I think some people might have been away. And sadly, you know, a lot of folks have COVID, and they're going to stay home. That seems to be the consensus among everyone I talk to. You know, it was not the best day. Back to you. This is KD2FHI.
I have noticed myself that traffic seems to be lighter just every day during the week. I know maybe people are working remotely or, you know, something like that, but that's one silver lining maybe out of all this. I don't know. It does seem like, you know, I haven't been ill myself, you know, thankfully, but I do know a lot of people that are or were, you know, more of the, you know, the more